Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Hope you tune into my show, Untold with Maria Menounos, this Thursday night at 8 on E!
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to another episode of The Original, Season 2, Episode 7. JTE, where is my music? Here we go with Chasing the Devil's Tail. I am your host, Roxy Stryer. If you notice the very handsome man next to me, you're like, oh my God, is that Ollie? No, it's Chase Coleman.
Yay!
We're so happy to have you in studio today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Although I might pick on you a little bit because you're a jokester.
I can take it.
Okay.
Sometimes I can dish it out. We'll see. It
we'll see. Yeah,
sometimes
we'll see.
I'm witty, sometimes I'm not. So
we'll see how you do tonight
we'll see,
then.
Yeah.
I'm judging you.
Okay, well, I did bring my game, so.
Okay. And of course, as always, my beautiful co-host, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone.
And Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello.
Okay, guys, I want to get your overall thoughts on tonight's episode. Off the bat, we learned a lot of different things. We're seeing the flashbacks still. Well, they're more like dream sequence flashbacks this time. What did we think about tonight? Did it live up to expectations?
Yes, I loved it. I love flashbacks and you know, going into Elijah's mind and things that happened. There was a crazy moment with Klaus and his real father. Made me really sad, but I love these episodes that are action-packed like this.
Katie, was it more or less than 3 times that you cried tonight? Just curious. No judgment, just curious.
More.
Okay.
It felt like judgment and a little bit of shade coming from over there from Roxy. Just, I wanted to let you know, Katie.
That's okay. I'm okay with it, though.
How about the fact that we are seeing this man's funeral tonight? I know that shed some tears.
That is when I cried. I'm not going to lie, because, you know, there's something about that wolf bond and that friendship. Even though Jax and Ollie were kind of towards the end there on a rough patch, it was still really nice to see that nice moment.
It's got to be weird to watch your character go. I mean, you're actually watching your body get burned and pushed off into the sea.
I was actually there, too, when they shot that. I insisted.
I did that
100 times, and I even
felt it on
my
phone.
Know
if you're joking. No, you're serious.
No, I'm dead serious. She can never take me seriously. No, I watched them film that over and over and over, the actual burning part. I mean, there wasn't a person in there.
No!
There was a stuntman wrapped in a flame suit, and then they swam out there.
Valid.
But no, I watched them actually film.
Why did you want to watch it?
Because it was like the ending of the show for me, in a sense. It was the last thing that I would know about.
You never know with this show. Yeah. Our fingers are crossed here.
There's been whispers here and there.
There's a whole online movement. We want Ollie back.
Yeah, there is.
The hashtag is going crazy right now. Yeah. People are upset about it. I was too, because I felt like Ollie was finally kind of being a good guy, and I was finally on his side, and then boom, he's gone.
You know, that's what I love. I love to hear from people. Because I know for a while he was.
Oh yeah,
bad
I hated
guy,
you.
Super hated. Everybody I come over is like, I hate you. You're nice, but
season
I hate
one.
You.
Yeah.
I know
it was different.
He came in. You didn't quite know what he was up to. You know, it was kind of the bad boy, like, you know, the whole Damon thing in a sense. And then he just really started doing some bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was really excited when they started bringing him around slowly. Mm-hmm. And then he started doing these redemption things. He was redeeming himself and trying really hard to come back around. And then,
every time characters redeem themselves, they're going towards an end. I feel like
once somebody starts redeeming yourself, you're like, oh, they're getting written off.
That's
they're
what
gone.
I feel like happens with a lot of shows. I was really sad to see your character die.
Yeah, because it builds us up and it brings us to this point where we actually want to see people stay, and then all of a sudden we're disappointed. No, well, not disappointed, because it was amazing, and you have to kill people off at some point, especially on supernatural shows where we know we can bring them back.
Yes.
So it's always a little easier.
Yeah. I do have one question for you, though. I noticed that there's a ring on your finger over there. Is that your moon ring?
So I can control.
So you can control, night, like, yeah, because I know.
This is not the same ring.
Okay.
My mother gave me this ring. coins. It's funny because no, I insisted that I have the ring that they would give me to. I wanted to wear it on this finger.
Really? Because, well, is this really it? You stole it from Set and you don't want to get caught.
This is a bloodstone. That was a quote unquote black kyanite stone. They're different.
Okay.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
No, no, but there's symbolism between each finger and what it represents in wearing a ring. And the forefinger represents like the Aries, like the alpha, like the leader, going forward, passionate, which was totally Ollie, like going after it, believing in what you want and going after it. And so I insisted, can I please have a ring that's, you know, shaped and
sized. Did they give you a hard time?
Forefinger. No.
They let it go.
They really worked with me. I'm surprised. I bet I got on people's nerves and I kept apologizing. I was like, listen, I'm really sorry, but I need this. I'm really sorry, but I need, no, this is not right. These boots aren't right or whatever. I mean,
well, you gotta
even
do
on
it.
The funeral, I mean, no. the girl who wrote the episode, bless her heart, the girl who wrote the episode, I mean, because I was telling her, because all it was just laying there, you know, in the thing, and they covered me up. But they wanted to put me in the original clothes I was in when I was all bloody and ripped up from the torture. And I was like, well, no, don't you think he would be cleaned and changed? And wouldn't Jackson clean him? And I kept insisting, and it was like a little, I mean, it was just funny, because she just kind of looked at me and rolled her eyes. It's like, okay. It's your last day. Whatever you want. Well, whatever you want.
That's interesting, though, because you cared enough about your character to fight for your character, even though you were it was gone at that point.
I care for the show. I want it to be the best it can be, and I pay very much attention to what I believe.
Do you watch the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're a fan of the show?
Yeah. I'm still watching it. I watch it each Monday when it comes out.
Are you usually a fan of the supernatural kind of shows? Or?
To be dead honest, when I didn't watch Vampire Diaries or the originals, I mean, I would walk into my living room and catch my sister and mother watching Vampire Diaries.
We love
and
them.
And I would roll my eyes a little bit. You know, I'd be like, oh, God. And then, you know, I went out for Vampire Diaries once, and then I, of course, went out for the originals. And when I started working on that, I needed to watch everything. I wanted to know everything about – I read everything I could about it and watched all the Vampire Diaries and the originals up to the point, so I'd know everything. And so
that's
then I
quite a binge.
Became a little expert and on set. So I knew everything I was doing. Like, I knew everything about, and I would even go up to the writers and question, like, what about this? Like, what about this? You know, there's something interesting, and I'm not going to take whole credit for it, but I'm going to take a tiny bit of credit for it. But the whole thing about, you remember in episode 206, last week's episode, when they talked about the young wolves and they wanted to use them to take a life, to trigger their curse. Mm-hmm. And I remember me and Nathan had talked in the past, months ago in season one. About
feels
having,
like years.
So it feels like a long time. We talked about a potential old school ceremony for the wolves, like maybe some dark ceremony where we would do that. Mm-hmm. Where maybe wolves, their passage into manhood was to kill someone and become this werewolf.
And then it finally came around.
But I think maybe they borrowed from that a little bit, because that was interesting, and that's something I think they should explore more of that. You know, it's really I think they should explore more, and I think they will, more of the whole backstory of the wolves. And
well, we're only in season two. We have a lot longer. I mean, if you look at the longevity of Vampire Diaries, we know that we're going for seasons and seasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that, and I definitely want to talk more about your character and the role that he played on the show. But let's get into tonight's episode a little bit. So, all right, guys. Of the brothers that have come back from the originals, one of them I'm really digging and the other one not so much. And you guys know that I'm talking about Finn and what he's doing with Cammy. Does anybody see chemistry between Finn and Cammy? Like, was there ever a moment where you're like, oh, maybe she's going to turn, maybe she's going to be with Finn for a second, or did we just know the whole time she was playing him?
I knew the whole time she was playing him. I think for Finn, it's the first time he's such a mama's boy, and he's always been connected to her hip, that maybe it's one of the first times he's getting attention from a girl. You know, his brothers always had ladies swarming over them and fighting over them, and he was so wrapped up in being, you know, right next to his mom that he never got to experience any of that. So there's this pretty girl who's showing him attention. He's like, oh, maybe this is my shot. Maybe there is something out there for me.
But he does still seem to think, you know, when he is at the jazz bar, he turns to her and he's saying all these really nice things about his mom. He's standing by her the entire way through. And he's saying, of everything she's done, the sacrifices that we have to make seem minuscule. Mm-hmm. I was shocked with how much he stood by her and didn't stray and didn't say, oh, my mom's a pain in the butt or anything like that. He was like, yeah, no, I think that everything she's doing is valid. Did that shock you guys at all?
Well, I think from last episode we learned that he was there when Freya was taken from his mother, and he understands that. And he understands his mother's reasoning and her feelings more than any of the other children, because he was there. And he's I don't know. I feel like he'll always stand by her. He'll never stray from her side.
Do you feel the same way, too? You think that he's, no matter what happens, he's going to stand by her?
I was a little shocked in the episode when she gave him whatever it was to use on Cammy to kind of get her back, to lure her back to the witch's haven. He was like, no. And there was a pause, and then he's like, I won't need it. You know, he was kind of, like, confident.
Well, because he didn't want to hurt Cammy, though.
Yeah, but that was the first time I ever heard him tell his mom no. And, yeah, it was because he was like, oh, well, Cammy's feeling me. I'm not going to have any problem at all kind of getting her back. But it also was the first time you hear him say no to his mom. And so I was like, oh, Finn does have a backbone. Maybe there is a chance for him. Maybe she can do something that crosses that line with him to make him turn against her.
Chase, as a fan of the show, what do you think about their relationship? Do you want to see Finn stay as a mama's boy, or do you want to see him kind of jump on, as we call it, the Scooby Gang team?
two part answer, yes, to your question. Number one, to go with what you guys were saying, what I think is, I think that he's jealous of his brothers, obviously. He's jealous that they have always been, it's Elijah and Klaus, always the favorites. Mm-hmm. And he has always been jealous of them for his mother's affections. Mm-hmm. And I think he's trying to prove that he can be just as reliable.
Charming.
And, well, as reliable. Like, they all used to be together, and I think they were the favorites for a reason. And I think he's always been trying to prove himself to her. And I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to earn her respect and trust by saying, no, trust me to be able to do this on my way. I can show you, mother. Mm-hmm. But then they
worked out well.
And then, well, to answer your question, though, I mean, I don't ever want to see any character ever always be the victim in any sense. I would always love to see the story of the redemption or the story of overcoming the obstacle, because that's what's so interesting about watching any show. Mm-hmm. You watch the character, if not the lead, the supporting, always overcoming this obstacle, whether it be minor or major, to then become the hero or become not the hero, the anti-hero, or whatever it is that's exciting for us to see. And I think that's why I think we're so excited to see Finn. That's why we're even talking about Finn right now.
Right.
Because it's exciting to finally see Finn more in a light, because we've never seen him this focused. I mean, the last time we saw him was in Vampire Diaries, and even then, he wasn't very, he was just kind of like there, and then he was 86th, you know, and
it's so hard to keep up, because of all of these different shows, at least you can remember, it's this actor who plays this character, but there's so many different people that we have play, because we have younger versions of everybody, then we have the versions that they actually were, then we have the people that they've jumped into their bodies. So it's like, when you say the last time we saw him was Vampire Diaries, I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really when it was, you know? Yeah. It's been so long since then.
We have more character development this, you know, with the originals and learning about Finn. But regarding Finn and Cammy, I thought last episode when she was on the phone with Marcel that she thought she had him wrapped around her finger, but I thought maybe he knew about it and he was just letting her go along. And
she thought that she had Finn wrapped around her finger, you're saying?
Yes,
is what she was saying to Marcel.
Yes, and then in this episode, he kind of wanted to explore this relationship, and I think he really did believe her, but he was still skeptical. You know, when she said, I gotta take this phone call, the face that he gave, and he was watching her walk out, and then all of a sudden she disappeared. I think there was some skepticism in there.
That was some
her
really
true intention.
You think that he was skeptical because she walked out really quick, or you think just she wasn't playing the role? What do you think that he was skeptical of?
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I think he just all of a sudden something triggered in his mind of something seems a little off, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily, like, I don't think he believed Cammy was involved with it at that point yet.
He didn't want to, anyway.
That was some really cool camera work we had in that moment, where mm-hmm. she's standing there, and then there was kind of this head that walked by, and they kept going, and she was gone, and I was like, wow, they really had to time that well.
Kurt Jones, baby. DP. Kurt Jones.
It was unbelievable. Right. And then, later on, when we see her outside with the wolf bite, and then somebody whistles, and then we turn back around, she was gone, it was really suspenseful, and I feel like I would have been able to guess what was happening, but I was still shocked as it happened because of the way that it was shot, which was really cool to see.
I totally forgot they had a plan in this and thought that she was actually being attacked for a second, because it was that good and it was that realistic. And I mean, I call it, you know, it looked like a magic trick, because one second she's there, one second she's gone. And it was like, wait, I just blinked and she was there. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, I mean, they could have just edited that to make it look like that. But you could tell just from the camera work that it wasn't just tricks with the editing.
Are we surprised by the group of people that are working together now then? So who is in this Scooby Gang anymore? It's always changing. We, of course, have Marcel. We have Haley and Aiden who go to Marcel. I mean, I don't really know how Haley and Aiden are paired up. Last week we saw Aiden, because of you. Yeah. Well, last week we saw there was that weird standoff and you gave your amazing speech about the fact that they couldn't kill you. This was insane that nobody was sticking up for you. And he looked at you kind of like, don't make me do this. You know, he was on the other side.
Right before that, when we had the whole issue, when they presented the kids, mm-hmm. and he was like, we're going to do this. You guys are going to take them and we're going to execute this ritual.
Right.
There was a small thing we filmed that they had edited out. Hmm. And there was a moment where they left and Aiden was there and he was torn. Like, this is my little brother. And I came up to him and I was like, what if there's something we could do about this? And wow. Then he came to Haley.
How much of what you guys film is getting cut out?
A lot. Some of my speech was cut. There was a whole big thing, now that you're asking this, I want to jump in here real quick. There was big thing in the very, very end of season one. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Episode 22, the finale. Right. Huge thing between me and Jackson. We had a whole fight scene. Oh. Whole big
that
thing we filmed.
You can find online, actually.
You can find it on YouTube. It's on YouTube right now. And there's a big scene with me, him, and Francesca because I'm selling out. Because I feel, you know what? For our people to come back and to regain control and to take back what was taken from us, we have to join together and take these rings and we need to do this. Jackson disagrees and we're disagreeing with where we should go. And Francesca, if you remember, was providing us the rings. Mm-hmm. I thought we should take them and he didn't. We had a whole scene at the table where we were talking about the rings and I had already taken one and he didn't want it and he was arguing with her and then they leave and we just both stand off and I basically whoop him. We fight. Uh-huh. And I'm throwing them across the room and stuff. There's a whole big... But then each time I do it, which I'm kind of frustrated they took out, was because you saw that I didn't want to be doing that. Mm-hmm. That it would hurt
me.
And I kept saying, please don't make me do this. Please just stop doing this. You can be awful. I don't care. But we need to do it. And he kept saying, screw off. And then he basically just slapped my hand away and walked off. And that's when he disappeared. And it kind of explained his disappearance more, but it was cut.
Right,
so I think people were maybe a little bit confused. Where did Jackson go until finally he turned back up?
Yeah, we all were wondering.
Yeah,
where's Jackson?
Oh my God, we asked it. I'm curious then, as an actor, how much of that, the deleted scenes, do you use as part of your character development? Because if the audience doesn't see it, then we really aren't caught up to where you're caught up. You know, we're not privy to the same information that you're privy to. Well, so does it still go into your story? Or if it doesn't make television, then it's no longer part of your story?
Well, you know, they tried to fill it in, and I guess what they did was very recently my death scene, the very last scene in the last episode when I'm against a tree and I say Jack and he's like, I know, Wally, you sold me out to Francesca.
Tried to like pick it up.
That was what they filled in, all those scenes that they cut out. He's like, I know what you did, you sold me out to Francesca.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess that was what they tried to do to fill in the gaps
because they just are running out of time. There's so much information.
They have a script and they have it timed out. But of course, it always, most of the time you're going to go over, you're going to have too much and you need to cut it down. They only can do it, I think it's 42 minutes. So, and so they have to cut something somewhere to make it shorter.
When we do see Jackson first come back into this season, he talks about being beat up and being left. So it was you who beat him up. So that's where, that's interesting. Because he didn't specifically say, Oliver beat me up. He just said that she left me some people to beat me up and left me here.
That was me. I'm assuming that's what he's referring to. That's what we filmed, and it looked great, and it was just too long, and he needed to cut something somewhere. Matt needed to cut something somewhere.
We always talk about in the show, there's so many different storylines going on, and it's always like, oh, how do we talk about it all in our time slot in our after show, and how do you guys film it all? And I guess you film more and you cut it down. And sometimes we
miss
stuff.
It's a real shame because we put a lot of work into that, like a lot of hours and a lot of stunts.
Fight choreography.
I always get on there, and I feel like I earn the respect of the stunt guys on there because I was a gymnast for 15 years. I'm very athletic. Yeah, I can flip around like a monkey, and I always love to be able to.
You were a gymnast for 15 years?
Oh yeah,
I was just asking everybody what they were good at.
Asked me. You guys were talking about volleyball and ping pong.
I'm amazing.
And I'm
at
just
ping
listening.
Pong.
I mean, if you asked me, I would have told you.
So
but
you're
anyways,
an amazing gymnast.
I'm a good gymnast.
I think you're an amazing.
I can walk around my hands all over this place.
Oh,
but anyway,
that's another after show for sure.
Yeah. So you know, every time we get on there, if I knew there was a stunt, I was like, I want to do it. Can I do it? Can I do it? And they would let me do it up to the point of, like, do you guys remember, like, a while back when it was me and Diego, and he threw me through the air, and I collided with the ocean, the whole big fight and the big ball
Diego.
Type scene. Yeah, I know. But that whole fight we had, and then Elijah stepped in. It's like, stop now. And then Jackson had him against the wall. Like, I was like, can I please do the whole stunt where they throw me through the air? And they wouldn't let me do that. But I did a lot of the other work.
Because they're afraid you might die?
Well, because they can't have me colliding with objects right, and stuff breaking my back. Or
they can't have him break his face.
If it was up to you, though.
But I did all the stunts for this fight scene. And I wish, man, I wish we could watch it now. It's like, I wish we could pull it up or something. But it's really quick. And there's stuff where I hit him and he's, they got a stunt guy for him. But he's attached to cables and he spins through the air. And I vault over this bench.
Everybody can find it online, though. All of these things.
Yeah, you go to YouTube and you type in Oliver Jackson fight episode 22 in the originals. And
speaking of that, though, and the deleted scenes and all this extra footage that you can find online, we've definitely had fans all week tweeting at us the what is it, the web series of, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
there was
the
web series. What do you know what I'm talking about? There's with the originals, there are these little webisodes of the actual brothers going back. It's like these 2-minute pieces that are on, was it CWC?
CWTV?
Yeah, which were amazing. And I had no idea they were out there. So there's a ton of resources and information on the internet. When you're done with the original, obviously, come to our after show. And then if you still can't get enough, then go check out some of the scenes that were deleted or the web series.
Yeah.
Which is incredible to watch, and thank you guys for tweeting that at us. You guys at home have been so unbelievable on Twitter, on YouTube, on iTunes. Katie was just telling me before the show, she's like, my entire Twitter is flooded. I love it
with Elijah tweets.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm into that.
Okay, are you part of this whole ship movement? Do you ship anybody on the show? You have to.
No, I mean, I was more of a Delana type shipper, but
that's...
No! Yes.
Oh, no. My God.
I'm alone here.
Delana!
Talk about an AfterBuzz exclusive.
I love Ian Somerhalder, man. Paul Wesley's awesome, too. I haven't met Nina, but I've met Paul and I met Ian, and they're both amazing.
We're talking about Vampire Diaries.
Well, I figured people would probably know. But, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, like, more of my favorite character is Damon. Like, I just love that bad guy. It's kind of like Oliver, like the bad guy who's doing the right thing, but grumbles while he does it, you know? And it's like the whole brooding...
See, yeah. But you like his character, but do you like their relationship better than Stefan and Elena's relationship when you get down into that?
Okay, so we'll have him on for a Vampire Diaries after show at some point, definitely.
Elena, I'm sorry. No, I don't want to be alone over
here. I know you are, girlfriend.
Sidetracked.
I know. Okay, so back to the Scooby Gang. They're doing all this stuff. They're trying to figure out a way to use Cammy as bait. Haley actually seems to care about Cammy at this point, which is nice to see. You know, we had that relationship with Haley and Rebecca way back when, and we haven't really been seeing her having girlfriends recently, so I like that she cared. T, what are we writing notes to ourselves?
Yeah, I am. Because I wanted to point out that Haley cared because she didn't want Elijah to get mad, and earlier in the episode, Elijah cared about Haley because he, or I'm sorry, Klaus cared about Haley because he didn't want Elijah to get upset, and it was the vice versa with her, with Cammy, because I know that everyone who's shipping Klaus in Haley's going to be looking at those two moments and saying, like, see, they are actually caring about each other by pretending
you don't
care
see
about
it. I see it in your face. You don't see it. I know. She doesn't see it either.
I just don't think Klaus and Haley are going
to. I was like, I got tweets all day today about this, like, about these specific scenes with those two making reference to the other one's happiness with someone who they could possibly be in a relationship with. So I just wanted to bring it out to light.
No, I think absolutely. Yeah. It's important because there are so many fans of the Klaus, Haley, the Clayley relationship. Last week, there was previous for this week, everybody was tweeting that one picture, and it almost looked like they were both, Klaus and Haley were sneezing looking at each other. Other people thought it looked like their O face. I mean, it was unbelievable. Tonight it was like a second and it was gone. I was like, was that even in the picture? But people are obsessed with them. Yeah.
Well, I want to say, if you're diving into it like that, in the very beginning of this episode, Klaus says, you're not going to go anywhere, you're not going to do anything to Esther because you could get hurt, and I don't want to know what Elijah's going to have to say about that. So there's a Elijah moment, right?
What does she say back? She says, I'm not going to hurt her, but I'm going to hurt everybody she loves, which made me think, yes, about Finn, and yes, about Cole, I get that, but she does love Klaus, and she does love Elijah. Do you guys think that there's any way Haley would go that far to take down all of the originals just to hurt Esther?
She knows that Klaus and Elijah are on her side, so she's not going to do anything to them. But I think taking Finn and Cole away from her would make her more vulnerable because she's lost her whole family now. So she just Haley just needs the momentum on their side for once.
I agree. I agree with that.
Elijah was just about to take out Finn in 206, like, until Esther showed up last second.
Mm-hmm.
He was about to be done. I mean, so I'm pretty sure Elijah and Klaus both are going to take them out if they get the shot.
I don't know. I mean, of course this gets into predictions, but looking at next week, it seems like they want all the brothers back on their team again, which I am so game for.
You're kind of seeing Cole doing that a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of going back and forth, and especially when he sees his dad, Michael, you know, and how his reaction, he's like, whoa. Didn't expect that. Like, the fear, and I mean, that's awesome.
Absolutely. He held that from Esther, too. He didn't tell her.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying Cole is wishy-washy, which is so interesting, because from what the flashbacks we see of Cole, he's just a brutal, murdering, merciless savage.
And even in the web series, that's what we're seeing.
But yet now we're seeing a Cole that's almost having a turning over a new leaf in his story, or something like, he's having maybe a conscience, or because, we don't know what it is, but.
Because he's not a vampire.
Anymore,
He's
a witch now.
So now he has this conscience.
We're definitely going to talk about him and Davina, because you guys know that I am loving that situation. But I did want to mention, because we were on Haley and her million partners. So I'm really sorry to say it to the Elijah and to the... What's the other ship name? Clayley fans out there. Guys, I love her with Jack.
Jaylee all the way!
I'm all about her with Jack right now. The fact that he looks at her tonight and he's like, she's like, I'm not the girl that you were waiting for. And he's like, I know, you're better. And I was like, yeah, she is.
I mouth those words with him as I was like, tell her she's better. And so, he said it. And I got
do you want to see your best friend end up with the
girl who you tried to talk her out, talk him out
the
of waiting
hard
for?
The hard part for me is that I know a little bit, you guys don't. I kind of know what's going to happen.
Should I tickle torture?
And so it's hard. I can't.
About it.
Okay, he's not going to comment on this.
No, he can comment. He just has to beat her on the
bus. I feel like I might know. Here's the funny thing, and you guys might laugh about this, because there's Chase and then there's Oliver, but Chase thinks like Oliver a lot, because I would have to justify Oliver and would be doing it. I would have to justify what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would start believing, like, no, this is what's right. Stop doing that, Jackson. So I feel like maybe some of Jackson's choices are like, dude, you're doing it again, man. Like, you're doing it again. And
you
like,
want to reach out to his best friend and shake him a little bit.
Come on. Just, this is what's right. Like, why are you falling? Why are you, why are you blind? Love blind. I mean, what's the,
blinded by love?
It's tradition. He's like, I think he's blinded by the fact of tradition. Tradition. And so, you know, because Haley and him were betrothed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like he's stuck in, this is what we were meant to be. We have to do this. And it's rather than seeing things have changed, we have to adjust. We have to evolve.
Right.
I'm not against,
I'm feeling like you're a little against my team right now.
I'm not against Jackson and Haley, but I
at least you're Delana.
I want the Wolves to, come on, man, I want to get in there and make a difference.
Do you feel like Haley is not as much of a wolf now that she is a hybrid?
No, I think she definitely, I think Haley is definitely really coming around and is totally fighting for the Wolves. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think, and I love that she became a hybrid. It gives her even more strength to fight with,
Right.
I think the witches need to get
want all the witches gone?
No. Right after they bring Oliver back. Yeah, then.
Then.
But,
Until then. Yeah, the witchy wash something up and bring Oliver back, and then he'll take you guys out.
It's so easy. Come on. It's so easy. Look what... He brought Ansel back. Or she brought Ansel back from...
Yeah.
How long was he gone for? Like, what?
A thousand years?
Yeah, 1,000 years.
Question, though. She brought him back from the other side when all that was going on with Vampire Diaries. So
Correct. Where
are they going now? Is that a possibility that that could ever happen?
Maybe he's in 1994 now with Kai over at Vampire Diaries.
You stole my joke and you weren't even there to hear it.
Eating the pork rinds, in the grocery store.
Here's the confusing part. Like you're just saying, if there is no other side anymore, but there is still something, because we do know from Vampire Diaries that Graham's made this, or I don't even know if she made it because we already had Kai there. It's very confusing, but there's different places that you could be. Or... maybe you found peace with the last words that you said, and you're with the peace people who go to heaven? I don't know where these people
go. No matter if there's an other side or not, I still feel like the witches of control, like, they created these curses for these beings.
Right.
Like, man, they control the balance between good and evil on Earth. They can do anything. It doesn't matter if there's another side or not. I think they can do anything.
We know they can do anything because tonight we saw them make fire rope and bracelets. All right. Here's the deal, Covina fans. I'm obsessed. I cannot help it. This is classic me wanting bad boy to actually be good boy because he met girl that's really sweet. I'm really worried that I'm going to get screwed here and he's actually just bad. But for now, I'm obsessed with them. What do you guys think about Cole and Davina as a couple?
When he told her, "I'm gonna let you pretend for a while that you don't like me back," I almost lost it on my couch last night by myself with my wine. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so beautiful."
And that's the wine talking. Yep, I'm with you. Okay, Katie, what are we thinking about them?
I like it, but I think that Cole, we saw last episode with Dahlia and the dark magic. Cole obviously practices that, knows how to make dark objects. I can't trust him. I mean, he's earned Davina's trust a little bit.
Has he?
Yeah. Every now and then he does. And with Esther tonight, he told her something that she wanted to hear and then actually did go to Davina and said, she wants the stick. This is what she wants. I'm just scared of him. He's dangerous.
Cole is playing for Team Cole. Definitely.
Yes.
I don't think right now he is Esther's puppet. But I definitely don't think he's at the point where he's like, oh, it's Davina and I till the end.
I think he's still confused right now with what he wants. Because one second he's like, I want to stake my brother. The next he's with his mom kind of thinking, well, maybe this is the right path for me. I think he's still torn between his different sides of the person who he wants to be in this moment right now.
What's the deal with the place that he brings Davina and needs her blood to open? So he says that it was a pretty lady that he pissed off and now he can't get back in. Do we think we're going to hear more of that story? And I'm going to look to my left and see if we see any facial expressions. Was there anything there? No? Okay. No. What do you guys
think? Anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Oh my God. You sound like a commercial for the show. I'm just going to keep watching. What do you guys think? Do you think that we are going to see who this woman is? What did he say that her name was?
Claire.
Oh, the last name. Yeah. Like Anna Maria Lucita Claire. In my mind, that's what it was.
She's from Spain.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we'll see more of that just yet.
But will we see more of the secret lair? Because that was cool.
I want to see more of the secret lair, but I'm not really that concerned about what Cole was doing back then because I'm more concerned with what he's doing now.
Which is Davina, hopefully.
Which is Davina, hopefully. But now she's kind of pissed at him because, you know, her state's
gone. How many times has he screwed her over?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he ditched her for coffee.
Yeah.
But why is she always falling asleep? Is he doing that to her?
No. That's so funny. It's unbelievable. Well, because Katie and I were very confused as we were watching the show. I don't know whether he's, like, making her pass out or whether she's just a really tired girl.
He did say earlier in the episode, though, that she had been up for a couple days straight because she hadn't been sleeping. So I think at some point your body's just going to be like, okay, I need to rest now.
So what actually happens by the end of this episode with them? You know, he had that really, really cute line about how the mom sent him there, but she didn't, the flirting was all on him, and then we see them together, and they make the bracelet, and she's all happy, and everything's cute, and then we see him carry her into a bed after she's passed out.
In the attic.
But then we see that Marcel actually has Cole. So I'm confused with, was Cole trying to lock Davina in there? Does Cole have the white oak? Does Marcel have the white oak because he found it on Cole? Did Marcel somehow put them there? What is going on?
My interpretation of this scene was, well, first I was kind of sad that, you know, Cole and Davina walk into the church after all the action had just happened because I was like, oh, wow, downstairs there's like a party happening down there for a second. But then he was standing over her kind of, I think, still kind of deciding, like, man, what do I do right now, having that moment. And then Marcel's in the doorway. And my thought is that Marcel then uses this opportunity to, like, grab him.
But why did he put her in the bed in the first place?
Yeah. Because she did say she wanted to go home.
But what? So, she doesn't like the attic.
But she said that was where she was going because she did say in the episode she was going back to the attic and she was probably going to just.
So you think that this wasn't him trying to lock her anywhere. He was really just trying to put her to bed. Like, he was tucking her in.
Yeah, I think he she said that's where she was going to go anyway, so
what he took her there. Know?
I think what you said earlier, when Team Cole was Team Cole, that's
Team Cole's Team Cole.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know everything. I know little bits and pieces, and that's I've just seen the patterns of Cole, man. I've seen the patterns of Cole, and we even saw it recently in those flashbacks, and there's a reason they're showing us those flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. There's a reason, and with that, I think, I don't know, team Cole. Cole's Team Cole.
So you think I shouldn't get too invested in Cole Bina?
I think you should get very invested. Because then you're...
Because you want my heart
then
to
you
break.
Could either be heartbroken or you could be excited. I mean, that's the whole idea, right? It's why we watch the show.
He's trying to break my heart. Is everybody watching this?
What's the point of having your heart if you're not going to invest it, right?
Okay.
I understand. Yeah. But I can tell you are the kind of person, because you're an actor, you love watching character development and growth and the extremes on both ends. So we know what he likes now. What a weird thing. Okay, anyway. So you guys are thinking that he puts her to bed. He is just tucking her in. Marcel's standing at the door. And then he leaves Davina there, takes the white oak, and takes Cole? Why would he take the white oak? How does he even know Davina has it in the bag?
I think he knew because the last time when we saw Davina and everyone fighting with Michael, the white oak was there, and then Davina disappeared, and the white oak disappeared too. So I think everyone knows she has it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, because I think that there's a spell so that, you know, Marcel probably can't enter that door. So maybe Cole did walk out with the stake, but then Marcel was hiding in the hallway, jumps him, get those chains on his wrist, and then, you know, takes the white oak from him, but he didn't present that to Klaus, so either Marcel has
or we
the
just
white
didn't
oak
see
and
it.
Yeah, but they said they had two gifts for them and it was two brothers,
right?
There was no mention of a white oak stake.
Mm-hmm. I'm really skeptical of Marcel right now, and here's why. I think he wants Davina to be I know he wants Davina to be anti-Cole. We see him playing dad tonight, and I think that he took the white oak to make Davina think that Cole took the white oak and ran, which is very manipulative.
It's very interesting.
Which is, and we saw last week when Marcel kind of gives that talk to them, like, no, this isn't going to happen. Davina is getting to the age where, you know what, Marcel? If she wants it to happen, it's going to happen. She's old enough now. She's not a little girl anymore.
And the harder you tell, or the more you tell her not to do something, the more she's going to go right there and do it. Because
I mean, she is 16.
Yeah, she's rebelling. I mean,
are you saying that because she is still young, or are you saying that because she's old enough then?
The character?
Yeah.
I was only commenting based on being a young 16, rebellious 16-year-old.
If your parents
she
tell
was
you
stuck
don't
in the attic
it.
For so long, and now she's finally out, and she's going to rebel. Like, and he is a father figure to her, you know? Mm-hmm. We also have to remember, I mean, the young Marcel was terrified of Cole growing up. Terrified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course.
Don't you think he's still maybe a little terrified? Like, that's like haunting, I believe.
I think that he's probably terrified, but I think that he also, knowing Marcel, the way that he felt about Elijah, the way he felt about Klaus, he's out for vengeance. You know? It's instead of just being that little boy shaking anymore, he's now like, I'm not that little boy anymore. I rule the city, and I've got your brothers, and they have my back.
And I, well, you know, it's you made me think of something, too, and I have something just to think about. I don't know, but, I mean, let's not forget this huge war we just had between Marcel and Klaus, all season one.
Right.
Do we think that's completely always going to be gone?
No.
Do we think that maybe Marcel maybe taking that white oak stick for himself, in a sense, to have leverage against these people?
Yeah.
That's the one thing he would have is leverage.
Absolutely.
Against Klaus and Elijah.
But it's really... The only way it could be used as leverage is if he is unlinked from Klaus.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Right now, if Klaus dies, Marcel dies.
But weren't they... They're working on a delinking spell. Haven't they been doing that?
Davina is. But I don't know. I'm just... We've always thought that Marcel is this really good guy. He just is the good guy. He's the good... No?
I mean...
You haven't thought that.
When everyone's evil on a show, yeah, sure, he's the good guy.
So it's the lesser of the evils. But I'm just saying, if Davina starts to not trust him, which I'm thinking is going to happen, the more she trusts Cole, the less she'll trust Marcel, then is she really going to want to unlink them? I don't know. I'm not saying she's going to want to kill him. I'm just saying that once she finds out he has a white oak, if he does.
I had this thought in my head, not last episode, but the episode before, when he was telling her to wait by the car and she ended up leaving with Cole. I thought, you know, she's mad at him before for locking her in the attic, whatever his intentions were. She's, you know, trying to do her own thing anyway, and she's getting annoyed with Marcel. I was thinking in my head the same thing. She could just not care about him anymore. But then we have Josh. She cares about Josh.
Right.
So she's going to do the whole delinking at some point. Okay. If she's trying to kill Klaus.
It's going to be a package deal, though. Marcel and Josh. Unless they have some type of other intricate spell that is not a package deal. Unless it's just Josh they can take out of the equation.
Speaking of Josh, we do have to mention Josh and Aiden because people are going crazy.
I love Jaden.
You're on top of it. People love Jaden. I'm one of them. I think it's great. I love that we got a glimpse of them tonight. There really wasn't that much to discuss, but just throwing it out there that we notice you. We see you, Jaden.
See you, Jaden.
Okay, talk about Klaus a little bit, because I know that we're coming to an end here and we got to get through a lot. So Klaus and his dad, guys, this was gut wrenching.
About daddy issues.
Gut wrenching. Antle's helping him the whole time. He's helping him with Elijah. We're going through all the emotions with him. It's basically like going through 1,000 years of emotions in one episode.
I just got chills when you said that.
Yes. It was insane. And then we get to the end, and I am so not in the mental state that Klaus is in. And Klaus, I mean, are you kidding me, man?
Reminds us who Klaus is.
Yeah.
And reminds us who he is.
Ansel says, I know you wouldn't do this. And he says, it's the first lie that you've told me. And he kills him. I mean, I'm on your team where I'm like, you never know what can happen here. So maybe he's not actually dead. Maybe he comes back.
Klaus is the ultimate bad guy who is... Can we ever forgive him for all these things? He keep doing it. You know, we were talking about Ollie being the bad guy, and oh my god, I can't forgive him. Klaus is the lead of this show, and look at all of the stuff that he has done and still doing.
You know. Right.
And yet, it's like, it's interesting, the light that he's put in, just compared, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of a juxtaposition of it all?
Of course.
It's really funny, because I had some people tweeting me tonight talking about, how can I hate Klaus so much but love him at the same time? You just keep being on his side, even though he did that.
Even though he murdered his father.
I thought they were going to team up at one point. That was my prediction.
If Ansel hadn't said, I know Hope's alive, would Ansel still be alive right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
1,000% yes.
So he thought he knew his son better than he did. But I understood what Klaus said. You came too late. And honestly, I can't say that I would have felt differently. It's 1,000 years too late. There's one thing, you know, when your dad, he's hiding behind the doors for like a couple years and then he comes out and it's like, oh man, you missed a couple years of my life. To miss 1,000 years of somebody's life. And I know he was on the other side for a bit.
Yeah. But I think that is the reason.
You want to stick up for everybody. I know. I know, girlfriend.
But I think that's the reason why we can still love Klaus, is because for how horrible and gut-wrenchingly bad he is, he gives us those moments and those glimpses into his life. And he even says, I wish that we could have gone back, because, you know, the life he could have had. And then you start thinking of that and you realize that he is a product of his environment, and that's what makes him evil, and, you know, why we keep rooting for him to, you know, make the right choice finally.
There are two quotes that I wrote down. One was from Ansel to Klaus saying, Michael taught you to kill, but you were born to create. Just thinking, wow, think about how different his life would have been. And then the quote that Klaus says when he's finally about to kill his dad, he says, I think I would have liked to have been your son, but a different path was chosen for me. And I was thinking, yeah, but now it's your turn to choose the right path. Mm-hmm. Like, finally, the choice is yours. And he makes a choice, and that choice is to...
I was completely thrown off by that death, because we just got his father back.
Yeah,
right.
And we just met him, so I'm expecting...
The originals, man.
Yeah, I'm expecting an epic, like... He's going to be around for a minute. I wanted him and Michael to go. I wanted Michael to...
Great character.
I wanted him to kill Michael, you know? Like, there's just so many things I had planned for Ansel.
But I will say that I was happy that when Klaus came clean to Elijah about it, he finally wakes Elijah up and he gets Elijah to the place. And Elijah was like, you got to do what you got to do, man. Instead of seeing Elijah, like, whip his head off. Yeah. Shouldn't I write for the show?
Say how Elijah would say that.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what he says. And I was like, all right, good. Because I don't want to see this battle between Klaus and Elijah right now. This is the time that we need them to team up.
And then leaving him there for
Esther
to find.
Ooh,
I was like, I screamed.
Esther's in love with him.
I screamed at my TV. That's right. That's right. Because I just don't like Esther.
Getting back at her?
Yeah, I was like,
Major.
That's a major, like, win for them.
Showing her he's not going to take anything. Like, he's not going to take this stuff from her. He's not going to take that crap.
It's his business.
Like, I understand that, but I felt bad for disrespecting him. Mm-hmm. Hanging him up like that. Yeah.
I know.
I was really sad.
I was
sad
one
about
on that side,
that.
Too. Yeah. Like, I was leaning more towards, wow, like, there's other things. Yeah. You can still get back at her. But
like a photograph of his dead body.
He was a good man. This was the good side of your life. This is mm-hmm. what, this was the memory of you being the good that you were.
I still have hope. I have hope that maybe we'll see him again, and I have hope that we will see Ollie
Anything
again.
Can happen.
Let's get to some
we
predictions.
Want Ollie back.
Talk mm-hmm. about your character a little bit and talk about what we're seeing next week. All right, so without your character on the show, I'm very nervous for Jackson. I think that we saw it all through season one. You had this arc, and you kind of kept him in check a little bit because he was always trying to think one step ahead of you. How do you think your death is going to affect what he's going to do? I mean, your dying speech is about him stepping up.
Again, there was some stuff that was cut, some things that I said that I'm really wondering about. I'm wondering how they're going to fill some of these gaps. Little things that I feel were maybe important. Mm-hmm. And, you know...
What can we give?
One of the things I said, I mean, eventually probably able to maybe watch the uncut thing eventually, mm-hmm. or maybe a DVD version or something, but I literally said, unite the packs. It was the last thing I said before I died, mm-hmm. but it was cut. Last thing I say was Jack. I just say Jack, and then I die. The blood comes out of my eyes, and I'm filling up. But
when your best friend tells you something as their dying words, I have a feeling that you listen.
And so what I originally said was unite the packs. And so that, and from what I was informed by, you know, the director and all that, was that I think that Oliver's death is going to be the momentum that all the wolves need to put all this stuff aside, to turn away from the witches and reunite, to take back what they were, to unify loyalty, like that whole feeling. Remember when he was talking about that, when he was all upset because nobody showed up for the funeral? Yeah. Where's the loyalty gone and all this stuff?
That must have hurt a little bit. You're like, nobody came.
I was just going to say, you could see it in his face, him tearing up, sending you off like that. And then he said, nobody showed up. You can see that that affected him. The last couple, you know, exchange of words between you guys was, he was bitter towards you. But now, you dying and you telling him those words, I think it's going to have that effect.
You saw it in the speech. And at first, he was like, turn away. I was like, great, he's back. Where's Ansel? You know, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He cares. He cares. Because mm-hmm. As soon as that started happening, he's like, what's wrong with him? Immediately, mm-hmm. you know, it's... We get in fights with our friends and stuff, right. you know, I mean, it's like...
You're like brothers.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we mm-hmm. are. We're like brothers. But what I was saying, too, like, I think this... My death is going to unite mm-hmm. the packs. And I think... Jackson now is going to really, he's going to change in the sense of really start taking more of an alpha's, you know, role in this, like way more forward than he was before.
Hopefully with Haley by his side. So guys, I know you guys have all been waiting for this moment this season, and there's somebody we have coming back on the show, mm-hmm. which is Rebecca. Why don't we pull up, you had an awesome scene with Rebecca once, JTE, if yeah. we have that picture of the two of them. I mean... She's coming back, and she's with Hope, obviously. Oh, it's coming on. So good. So good.
It's a good picture.
There's a minute when I wanted that to happen, too.
Yeah, I know.
People keep saying that. Like, we want him to come back and Rebecca to come back.
Yeah, because we don't know who... I mean, Rebecca has Baby Hope, but we need her to have a love interest.
Baby Hope needs a daddy.
I need... Yeah, Uncle Ollie, right? Uncle Ollie. Listen, I need to confess, though, whenever that all went down, like, the very beginning when it came in, I was really nervous, because I'd watched all the originals up to the point, yeah. and I knew her, man, especially in Vampire Diaries, and she
fire.
Was relentless,
yes.
and I was like, man, I'm not going to last long at all by doing this. Next episode, yeah, she's going to kill me. And I was nervous. I was nervous. Yeah. And, it was really interesting what happened because, you know, then she kind of left, you know, she was done and all mm-hmm. this. And I was really, I didn't know what was going to happen for a while there. And eventually, you know, the scripts were coming out and I started seeing more of the trajectory of where we were going.
Mm-hmm. You're excited to see her come back on the show, though?
Oh, yeah. I love her. She's fantastic.
Oh,
I mean, the
I'm
actress,
excited.
But even the character, like the character, she's probably one of my favorites. Like, I loved her in Vampire yeah. Diaries. I love bad guys. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Klaus was great. I loved Elijah when he first came out.
Oh,
but the interesting part is because I watched the originals before the Vampire Diaries. So I already knew Klaus. I knew mm-hmm. Rebecca. I knew Elijah. And then when I watched The Vampire Diaries and I saw, like, Elijah, like, he was the first one. And there was whispers of Elijah and Klaus, like, these legendary villains.
Right.
I was like, damn, how are they going to be presented? And then Elijah shows up, remember, at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, chops the guy's head off with his arm. And I'm like, whoa. And you're like,
well, that's how.
And then, you know, finally Klaus shows up. Finally Rebecca shows up. And they're like, horrific. And I loved them. But no, I'm very excited for her to come back.
I'm excited for her to come back. I'm excited for these brothers to band together because it seems like that's what they're going to do. And maybe for Cole to try to get Marcel on his side. We saw a little bit of that. Any last minute predictions before we tell everybody where we can find ourselves?
I'm kind of nervous for Cammy because Esther has her and she has vampire blood in her system.
Ooh. Oh,
guys, Haley gave her some blood to heal that bite. So,
yeah.
Just hybrid saying, blood, right?
Yeah, the hybrid blood.
She's got the hybrid blood in her.
I'm nervous for Cammy, even though I know we talk about how, you know, the human aspect, but that's my sort of prediction.
We have a little glimpse of Elijah remembering the horror that his mom put back into his head, trying to remember all these memories. I think that's going to pose a problem for him in the future. And I also find it interesting, you know, they want to band together. We need to get these brothers on our side. And then we see Elijah jump over the table and bite him. Does that mean turn them into vamps? Can they do that?
Turn the witches into vamps? No.
No, not at all.
According to the lore, a witch can't be a vamp. You can't be a witch and a vampire, a witch and a werewolf.
Unless we find a loophole and then you can.
But there's always a loophole. Everybody asks me, when I go to the convention stuff, everybody asks me, what would you rather be, hybrid vampire or whatever? I'm like, I'd rather break the rules and be everything.
Yeah.
Witch, vampire, hybrid, wolf, crazy.
You can think of a word for it.
Alpha, you know, Alaric vampire, whatever.
Yeah. You really are. I love that you're a super fan. That's
but they created, they created Alaric as an original vampire. Like, right. How?
And
that's
now he's human
possible.
Again. It's crazy.
It's not possible, but they did it anyway. Like, anything is possible. Like,
So I want people to be able to discuss with you throughout the week because it sounds like you are a super fan, and I know that our fans are going to want to talk to you. So if they want to keep up with you or find where any of these deleted scenes are and everything, where can they find you on social media?
Okay, first and foremost, I always am on my Twitter. It's at Chase R. Coleman. Same thing for my Facebook, at Chase R. Coleman. Same thing for Instagram, at Chase R. Coleman.
Making it easy
very
for
easy.
Us.
Yeah, you go on there. I follow it all very closely. I try as best I can to reply to what I can. I favorite what I can. I see most of everything that goes on there. And so, I'm very in touch.
Amazing.
So if you want
to... So absolutely follow him and keep up to date with everything. T, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
And Katie?
I am on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's. And you can find me on Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
And you can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com. Go to iTunes, go to YouTube, rate, comment, subscribe. We love hearing what you had to say. If you want to see Chase back on the show to talk to us, because it sounds like he has a lot of information, let us know and we'll try to pull him back in. thank you guys so much for watching. Until next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.